is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
5 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday, 29th June 2022. We're talking energy sufficiency in Nigeria. So the NNPC, they have set a target to achieve 100% energy sufficiency in the year 2026. We're going to look at that, what it would entail, if Nigeria is ready and if Nigerians are ready, and everything in between. My guest this morning, joining me via the phone from Abuja, energy markets analyst Idris Ejima Arua. Good morning, Idris. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, Port Harcourt.
All right, so
good morning, River State.
You're welcome. So the first thing we would like to find out is exactly what energy sufficiency entails.
Okay, energy sufficiency is the available of enough energy resources such as crude oil, natural gas, electricity, and even renewable energy sources to meet the domestic energy consumption demand, and even producing enough to export to other countries. Now, NNPC, under the Group Managing Director, Mr. Billy Kulukiari, has set the target of 2026 to achieve a zero dependency on importation of energy resources to meet Nigerian local needs, so that consumption needs. This is because as it is presently, virtually, that is almost 100% of our energy resources demand are being met through importations of products. So the target is not just for NNPC to meet the local energy demand, consumption demand, to also change NNPC to a net exporter of energy. Now, using the natural gas as the energy transition bridge.
Okay, so
So
natural gas is what the NNPC wants to use?
Yes, as the energy transition bridge to bridge the gap energy consumption demand.
But as it is, how much energy does Nigeria consume?
As it is, the projection, that's not to speak completely here, so on the consumption, because you're going to look at electricity consumption, you're going to combine it with natural gas consumption, and you're also going to combine it with, So they don't any statistics to pick to have a combined cumulative statistics of energy requirements. It involves electricity, it involves petroleum products, it involves gas consumption.
But it's not being met as it is. Even if we don't have the data, it's not being met. We still have fuel queues.
The data is the various sectors, but I don't think I can give you.
Yes, but I'm even saying. I'm even saying without the data on paper, from what we see and what we know, it's not being met.
At all, it's not.
So how do we move from where we are, where it seems as if it's way, way, way below the consumption level, to achieving 100% anytime in the future?
And that's why
the
PC, or that this present movement, is focused on using gas. And in the plan, because as it is presently, Nigeria has about 230 quadrillion BTU of gas, proven gas reserve that has not been tapped into, that is lying out there because of due to lack of infrastructure. So this gas has been there. So what this government under President Muhammadu Buhari has done in the past 5 years is to invest massively to increase the production of natural gas, starting from the Train 7 gas project, LNG project, then to the 200 million dollar gas processing plant in Oredo, and also invested extensively on the gas distribution network. For instance, they have succeeded and fully carried out the dualization of the Exxon Lagos pipeline project, which used to carry 1.1 million standard cubic feet of gas a day to 2.2 million cubic feet a day. Again, the OB3, which starts from Rivers, Obiafui River State, passing through Obricom in Delta State and terminating at Obe in Edo State. That OB3 pipeline project is almost done. And any moment from now, before next year, it will be fully completed. And that alone is carrying another 2.4 billion standard cubic feet of gas. Then, the mega one, the Ajokuta Kaduna-Kanu pipeline project, known as the AKK pipeline distribution network, is also going to come online by projection in 2024. Now, if these are completed, the actual projection of NNPC is to have a gas distribution network capable of carrying about 8 billion standard cubic feet per day around the country, because each of these pipelines has a valve where you can tap into the supply network to the state. So it's called a national gas pipeline project, making east, west, and north to ensure effective gas distribution around the country. Now, apart from that, let me take for you that the AKK project has four independent power projects being planned along the AKK line. Now, that alone has capacity to boost electric generation by almost 3,600 megawatts, added to whatever we have presently. Then, energy is not just working on gas and on boosting electricity. Energy is also working on rebuilding the Tobacco refinery. What's going on for the Tobacco refinery right now is not the usual runaround maintenance. What's going on right now is the entire building of the Tobacco refinery to increase the capacity for what it used to be, which is about 60,000 barrels per day to 210,000 barrels per day. Now, with all this, with the consideration given to people, incentives to people who wish to invest in modular refineries, and all other projects that are coming on board, by 2024, NNPC should be able to achieve this energy sufficiency within our domestic sphere. And that's the target. And this job has been going on for the past 5 years. It didn't just start now.
When you mentioned the Port Harcourt refinery, a lot of people will disagree with you on the matter of work going on there or the scope of work. Because this government told Nigerians that they will be working on refineries when they got into office, and now they're on their way out. And after some time, they told the people again that the refineries will not be completed this year. So where does that leave Nigerians and trust and the ability of the government to carry out these projections?
Now, these are the political refinery. Before this government came on board, they have several steps to do what they call turnaround maintenance, and it has failed over and over and over again. But with the signing of the Petroleum Industrial Act, NNPC now being an independent and corporate entity on its own, decided to approach the refinery differently. And what are they differently? They are rebuilding. They are not going through the turnaround maintainer because they are improving technology. The old technology that was being used is no longer sufficient. And so because of the change in their approach to reactivating the Tobacco refinery, that has led to an extension of the project. Initially it was planned to have it completed, but the moment the turnaround project failed, they have to embark on total rebuilding. And by projection, that will be completed by April 2024. Now, do not forget, NNPC is not what NNPC used to be. Previously, before the president signed the Petroleum Industrial Bill into Petroleum Industrial Act, NNPC used to be totally under the government control. But now, NNPC is independent. And they have to offer loan from African Bank to pursue this project as a corporate entity. This project is definitely going to be the target of 2024. We are going to have an increase from 6,000 barrel per day production to 210,000 barrel per day.
I mean, it looks like you're not even considering issues that that sector deals with, chief of which is pipeline vandalism and bunkery.
No, hold on now. We're talking about production. We're not talking. Issue of bunkery and vandalism is running through pipeline. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about when you talk about pipeline. In the scope of this discussion, we are talking about gas pipeline, bunker, a gas pipeline. Unless, of course, you don't want to sabotage the project.
Yeah.
Unless you just want to sabotage the project, if not, what do you get from breaking the gas pipeline?
That's for the gas pipeline, and I'm sure that issues of vandalism will also come into the conversation at some point. Maybe not now, maybe 2025. But I'm saying that for the production, you have to get the crew to produce, right? And if all this time Nigeria is not able to meet its OPEC quota, so what is likely to change at that time? Even if let's assume that the refinery will be ready to produce.
The issue of local consumption of crude, we really have something to do with the OPEC allocation because we are going to allocation for local production, and definitely the NNPC will have a problem of supply the refinery with the crude. That those ones have been put into consideration. I know in the environment like Port Harcourt, there's a lot of bunkering going on. There are lots of destruction going on. But NNPC is also working on putting so much on the security aspect. And recently, there were discussions with the United States government to support the government security architecture to take care of not just the issue of vandalism, also take care of the insecurity going on all around the country. And that is why the interest of the U.S. has come to play in this whole project. For instance, the United States under Secretary of State, which was Lonan, has placed the President Obama's administration for being at the center of the effort to align natural gas as transition power fuel internationally. And as a result, the U.S. is pressuring the European countries to patronize and replace Russia with the Nigerian or gas resources in their demand. And now, how is it being done? For instance, I mentioned the AKK project. It's meant to terminate in Kano. Now, this project is being connected to the Trans-Sahara Pipeline project that will terminate past through Niger, Mali, and terminate in Nigeria. With this done, Nigeria will be supplying the Europe with gases, and the security for this Trans-Sahara project has been assured by the United States of America. The same thing, the West Africa Pipeline project, which originally was designed to terminate in Ghana, is being extended to Morocco, where it can get gas supply across to Western Europe. Because of the interest of this international community in Nigeria petroleum products and natural gas services, they are ready to partner with Nigeria to take care of most of these issues. And two, with the government resolve to give incentives to modular refineries, I think that level of private sector involvement will also lead to some level of control on these illegal refineries, illegal bunkering, because people get licensed.
Well, many people do not agree with that thought or that assertion that modular refineries will solve the problem of artisanal refineries.
Modular refineries are supposed to be complementary.
Complementary to the nation's refineries, not artisanal refineries.
No, they're complementary to the nation's refineries.
Yeah, but we don't have refineries.
The refinery is coming on board by 2024. The Warri refinery is being rebuilt, is being planned to be rebuilt all over again. After the Port Harcourt refinery, the Kada refinery is being planned to be rebuilt all over again to avoid the turnaround maintenance that has not been able to give us the required result.
Okay, what about the other? Yes, go on.
So, when you don't have modular refineries, who have like stock gas, and that strictly private sector investment, and government has to give incentives. And to give incentives for those who are ready to invest in the modular refinery.
All right. We'll have to take a break right now. We'll reconnect with you in a bit. We'll take questions and comments in a bit after the commercial. We're on Twitter at Nigerian for PH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. My guest is Idris Ejimarua, energy market analyst, and he's talking about the NNPC's set target to achieve 100% energy sufficiency in 2026. Your thoughts on Twitter and of course on WhatsApp, 08090306416. After the commercial, we'll look at how the gas revolution would impact Nigeria's economy. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's about 26 minutes before 9 o'clock. My name is Enoa Gbevie. We're still having a conversation about energy sufficiency. And my guest joins me via the phone from Abuja, Idris Ejima Arua. He's an energy markets analyst. And the NNPC has set a target to achieve 100% energy sufficiency in 2026. He's walked us through some of the things that the government is doing. But let's talk about how the gas revolution will impact Nigeria's economy. Idris, you're on.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, it's good to say that the investment in production alone so far on the Train 7 project will increase Nigeria's gas production by 35%. Beyond that, the NNPC as an independent body has been able for the first time in their 44 years of existence, have been able to declare a profit of 287 billion naira and has become the highest taxpayer in this country. Now, despite the advancement in technology and the advent of electric car, research and studies have shown that oil and gas will continue to provide over 50% of the world energy requirement. And because of climate change and other factors, the whole world is moving towards hydrogen economy, and 80% of what is required to run the hydrogen economy is almost 100% the natural gas because of the methane content. And Nigeria is playing a central role in this transition or in this energy transition. Now, let's take from the AKP of the Lagos, Escargot Lagos pipeline project. We have doubled the capacity of gas in that project. The West Africa pipeline project will be extended to Morocco. Therefore, Nigeria is now in the gas market for the European country. The Sahara project recently has an investment projection of about $13 billion. And that alone, the Nigerian end of it, which is the AKK, just 614 out of the 1,300 kilometer project. If that is completed, Nigeria will have the entire local market to supply, and that will now increase our income. And with that massive energy coming in, our crisis revenue, the ratio, would have dropped massively. Then too, with energy sufficiency within the domestic market, the money being spent, as of 2021, there's a projection of about 3.5 trillion being spent on oil subsidy loan. And by 2022, government is saying the projection is 4 trillion. Now, if we have energy sufficiency, this 4 trillion is also likely to increase, will be reinvested into the economy for infrastructure development and other things. Moreover, what does the gas bring on board? The gas will bring on board more power production, it will bring on board more electricity, the gas will bring on board fertilizer production, because in getting nitrogen for fertilizer, 70% of fertilizer content is gas. Pharmaceutical products, chemical products, all these industries will come on board. And this industry coming on board, you will have SMEs private investor, there'll be job creation, there'll be wealth creation. Once we can take control and contain the Nigeria energy domestic need, and we can also export, just like the United States of America and the Secretary of State have stated, that they are telling the euro to take Nigeria as a replacement for Russia in their gas need because of this Russia-Ukraine crisis. You can only imagine the amount of resources that come into the economy. Moreover, NIPC has only focused on investing in the transport sector by facilitating the hydrogen fuel combustion vehicles to replace the petroleum vehicles. So once the entire gas pipeline network is stable and you have the supply point, no matter filling station, all over the place. Look, I'm saying the dependency on the PMS, on the diesel, and kerosene will practically fall. If you listen to the president in the recent statement, there is a projection that by 2030, Nigeria will have no need for kerosene anymore. All these visions and focuses are geared possibly because of what has been put place on ground.
Okay.
To transition that energy to gas.
So we are.
Sorry, finally, let me make a key statement here. These projects are not legacy projects. They're not legacy projects to say, okay, this administration wants to say we did this. No. These projects are policy projects, they are government projects. NIPC has become an independent institution. So it doesn't matter if my 2015 is a change in government. The agreement has already been put in place with the necessary international conglomerate and the local institution that will ensure that by 2024, most of the projects that are going on will have come upstream, and NIPC is looking for 2 years gap to make up the difference.
Okay, so we're here now. It's 2022, and we have many households still using kerosene and not even using the gas in cylinders. How do we transition from where we are now to what you're talking about in 2026?
That's why all the projects that are ongoing, many of them have a target of 2023. Second quarter 2023, most of these projects would have completed. But most of them have a maximum target of 2024. By the time this pipeline project are effectively laid by 2024, what left NIPC to do is network this gas system from the vanboat to various states to allow individual public investors to start building gas stations. Just the way you have filling station. And once you have access to gas, you don't need, you don't need kerosene. That's why the demand for kerosene will drop. Even up to the rural area, the demand for kerosene will drop. And that's why they always focus on this energy transition. Don't forget, our petroleum gas reserve is in 1 trillion. Not just a trillion. What a quadrillion. That is massive. But what we are trying to do over the years is take advantage of this gas reserve and begin to process it so that it we can pipeline it to the various destinations.
Right.
And that's why government is also investing in gas processing plant that will now process this gas, remove all the impurities, filter the water, and so that it will be good enough to pipe it to the various regions of this country.
All right.
To the transnational pipeline.
All right, we'll take questions now. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. We're talking on NNPC's plan to ensure that the nation is 100% energy sufficient by the year 2026. Idris Arua is my guest. He joins me via the phone from Abuja. But Idris, we've always had a problem of poor management. What is going to change between now and then?
Yes,
poor management of the energy sector, yeah.
The major issues with the energy sector have been the political way to take decisions as clear and consistency in policy. The technology we have here is the foundation. That is, that does not act as a system. It's the foundation for a new energy policy, for a new energy investment. For over the years, two several governments, they have failed to sign the spiritual act because the political will never existed. But the President Mahmoud Buhari government had signed that deal into law, and that has given NNPC delivery. Take for instance, just like what I said, for the first time in 44 years of existence of NNPC, NNPC publicly to declare a profit of 287 billion naira. Now, that's not just sure. NNPC has become the highest taxpayer in this country. There's now a new corporate governance system within the NNPC itself. And hopefully, this will be sustained. Now, NNPC has also reviewed most of the joint venture, this is the joint venture agreement with the partner, the foreign partner. And that also has made this joint partner to be among the top 10 taxpayers to the country. And so if you look at FRS AMA projection for the first time, over 6 billion in revenue. So these policies have changed. Beyond that, and that's also invested in what infrastructure to be the advantage of the professor or the zero. So the entire, with the PIA on board, the entire system and corporate governance within the oil and gas sector is, our prayer is that this also be sustained.
We're praying for sustenance in 2022. What happens in 2026?
In 2026, like I said, it is an independent corporation. All agreements and all projects going on now are being carried out and supervised by NNPC as a corporation, independent corporation of the group. So they are not legacy projects. They are policies and policies. They are part of the corporate governance of this country and NNPC itself. So I don't really see that even with the change in government and change in power, so much will be done to change what is going on. Because there are a lot of international commitment agreements being put in place to ensure that these targets are met.
All right, we have a question. We have someone on the phone who chooses to be anonymous. Let's hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno.
You're on.
Please, just a quick one. Since your guests appear to be really loud the achievement of NNPC in recent years, I want to find out the money, I don't know the amount now, the specific amount that the former Central Bank governor, Sanusi, had reported to be missing in an NNPC account. Can your guest help us to tell the public whether that money has been found? Thank you.
Did you hear that, Idris?
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay.
You talked about money, but you didn't mention the year. You're talking about, is it the 50 billion of that Sanusi accused past governance under President Goodluck Jonathan, or is it any of the present money that I've spoken about? So, I don't really have a direction on this question.
Was money missing?
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know where is quoting Sanusi from. Is it currently, or is it the past?
It has to be the past. It can't be currently. Sanusi hasn't spoken recently, so let's focus on that one. Do you have the answer?
No, I don't have the answer because I don't want to dive into issues that are not so partisan. Because that is a very partisan issue to start analyzing the participation of that president of the government.
All right, Richard is calling from Creek Road. Richard, good morning.
Yeah, Enoch, good morning.
You're on.
Yeah, this is Mr. Richard. I want to, for the fact that the man is from NNPP, I want to ask him some questions concerning what is the actual problem that our refinery is not working, and the issue of this scarcity of the fuel they announced from Lagos and Abuja, because I listened to one of your sister stations. And this man chairman was saying that none of the NNPC government depot had a product. And other people that has the private sector that has a product, they cannot sell at the government price. Why is the government chasing shadow instead of going, making sure that when the tanker lands, it goes to the government approved depot?
All right.
So that they can sell at the normal price. Please let me address that issue.
Okay, thank you. Idris?
Yeah, first of all, to correct an impression, my problem. Of NNPC. I'm an independent private individual. I'm just a public policy analyst and an energy consultant in some way. So I won't want to dive into NNPC internal governance challenges. If you look at what we're talking about, energy sufficiency in 2023, is it achievable? And where does that place Nigeria? And what has MNPC and the present government done to achieve those targets? So I want to delve into internal structural problems of MNPC and my staff are not employed to speak on behalf of MNPC. So I can't make a clear statement on some of these issues.
All right, thank you very much, Idris. This is where we anchor the show today.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best, and let's see what happens between now and 2026.
No worries, I'm not going to conversation, and there'll be updates as time goes on.
All right, thank you very much. My name is Enoch Gwevery. Thank you for joining the Crossfire this morning. A commercial will play, and of course, the news at 9 o'clock. Good morning.